You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask.
Welcome on to this episode of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. My name is Brad Brown. We've got a question from Jeffrey today, and with us is Lindsay Parry. Lindsay, question from Jeffrey saying, out of curiosity, I realize that having blood in urine after a long run is not best every time, but has anyone experienced this? He says he has twice, where there's been quite a lot of distance in time between the occurrences, the first and the second time it happened, but it's still fairly alarming. It happened to him today. He's gone after he's been or gotten more hydrated. Gee, I'm going to put my teeth back in while you're answering, and urinated. And he's just worrying if this is something he should be really concerned about. Blood in urine, should the alarm bells be ringing?
Look, it's not. If there's blood in your urine, it means that via the kidneys we are bleeding. And so that is not what we want. Again, it's not completely abnormal in ultra-distance running in particular. So there are incidences of it happening. It certainly shouldn't be happening frequently, and if it is, I would go and have a checkup with a urologist. I'd go and see a specialist for something like that. But before you do any of those things, it's really important to make sure, because it also was quite far apart, these things are easy to do, is make sure that you did not have any beetroot in the days going in. In my early days, I have sent more than one runner off to the doctor for tests.
Thinking they were dying.
To be told that they were suffering from an acute incidence of beetroot consumption. And we do. We just so easily tend to forget. But, yeah, not downplaying that. If you are getting regular bleeds into your urine, then it is something you want to follow up on. But yeah, if there's quite long stretches in between them, it's not abnormal, and that's probably not detrimental. But yeah, I mean, even with long gaps, if I was having a third or fourth episode for my own mental well-being, that's putting it a bit strongly. For my own peace of mind, that's a better word, I would probably just go and get checked up, make sure that there isn't something else at play.
Cool stuff. Jeffrey, thanks for that great question. Lindsay, thanks for your time, and we'll catch up again soon.
Cheers, Brad.
Hey, it's Brad again. Before I go, did you know that most running training plans don't take your age into account? That's why most runners over the age of 50 are constantly running in some sort of pain or battling a niggling injury. That's why they always feel tired and fatigued, and it's also the reason why their endurance fades as they get older. It's the number one reason they seem to get slower and slower year after year, even though it feels like they're training harder than ever. If you'd like to discover a new way to train as you get older, then make sure you join us for our upcoming Faster Beyond 50 Masterclass. Simply head over to coachparry.com/50 or click on the link in your podcast player now.